Welcome to Talks with Teens.
Hi, my name's Mahika Vora.
And I'm Sathvika Messina.
And we're your hosts on this podcast series.
So in today's episode, for our first segment, we're just going to be talking about five things each that we think just gotta go. You know, yeah. Trends that just, I don't even know why they existed in the first place.
Exactly. They're literally, no, they're just not for us.
Yeah.
And obviously, no offense to anybody out there if they like this.
We're just voicing our opinions, and thus means no harm. If you like these trends, that is great for you.
Exactly.
But, so. Yeah. So don't be offended.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyways.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
So, me and Sathvika did this really random thing where we start randomly talking in a British accent and we'll continue it.
Okay, but it's like fun. And if you don't like our bad British accents, then you can leave. It's
yeah, okay. Yours is not very good.
You know what?
As I say in a really bad British accent.
It's fun.
You know, it's very fun.
I feel like if anyone was British, I feel like they'd be so, what is going on?
They're probably like, you think that's what we sound like? And be, like, offended or something. Tay. Do you want some tay?
It's a cheese day.
we go to, like, the Queen's house or something. We're like, hello.
Hello. Can I get some tay?
It's always tea.
Tea is, like, the most British word to say. And cheese day. I don't know why I like saying that.
Oh, Tuesday. Sounds fun. Anyways.
Back to this thing at hand. Things we think that gotta go.
Yeah. Do you want to share your five?
Oh, yeah, I can start. Okay. The first thing I think is the existence of low-rise anything.
100%. I don't care what type of body you have. Yeah. Everybody's beautiful, like, by the way.
You can
but
be the skinniest person. And I could be the skinniest person in the entire world, and I would still be so uncomfortable wearing
exactly.
anything low-rise. And
any type of body. Obviously, all beautiful.
Yeah, all amazing.
Literally, they just don't work with low-rise.
I don't understand. Like, I feel like, first of all, they don't look good on any body type.
Exactly.
Second of all, I feel like I'd be so insecure to wear them. And mm-hmm. I just don't understand why they're ever a trend. Like, high-waisted is the best thing to ever exist.
Exactly. Like, in the 2000s, like, early 2000s, was such a big thing, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how body dysmorphia probably even started.
Yeah.
Because everyone would be like, oh my god, muffin top, this muffin top, that. No, low rise gives anybody muffin
exactly.
top.
I like had this thing where I wanted to watch these like old shows. So I watched this show from like 2003 called The OC. Mm-hmm. And all the girls would be wearing like, the lowest rise everything. And I'm
and the layered shirts on
oh
top.
Oh my god,
of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just not cute. Yeah. Cause a lot of problems. Mm-hmm.
So the second thing is capris. I do not understand how people wear those. First of all, I feel like they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah, the jean ones, right?
No, like, anything capris.
Oh, anything capris,
yeah. Like, the length is so uncomfortable. Like, even with, like I don't know. Like, I feel like it's, like, irritated there for me.
Maybe not irritation. Just feel like it looks off. It's like, oh, it's not long enough to be a pant,
mm-hmm.
but it's not short enough to be short. It's like, what is that?
Exactly. Like, there's that, too. I feel like I would rather just wear full-length leggings.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And also, capris when your socks are a tiny bit shown. What is that?
No. You're basically wearing like the tiny gap in the
exactly.
middle of your leg somewhere. Like what? Just no.
Yeah. No, okay. Thank you.
The next thing people are probably gonna hate on me for. But pumpkin spice.
Yeah, 100%. I literally hate pumpkin spice.
Every fall, Starbucks is like pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin spice this. First of all,
oh my god, you scared me.
Oh my god,
you scared me!
I'm so sorry. I was talking to Mahika about something earlier, and I just had the random realization. About, let me explain. So basically, our next segment is like us like getting to know, like seeing how well we know each other.
Yeah.
And one of the things she was talking about was something, and I just realized that I knew an answer for that something.
Okay, good. Because I literally mentioned this to you before, and I was like, how do you not understand? Okay. Anyways, I feel like nobody else understands what we're saying.
You'll find out in like. Later in the episode. Yeah.
But going back to the pumpkin spice thing.
Oh my god, okay. It doesn't taste good. It's overrated. I don't even know what it is.
It's like, do you, disgusting.
Like, sand a pumpkin?
Disgusting.
Like, what?
Absolutely nasty.
It's not it. Like, get something cinnamon, get something apple flavored, something like that if you want some fall things. But pumpkin spice,
peach.
No. Oh, I love peaches, actually.
I literally had a peach yesterday.
I haven't had a peach in years.
Also, if you can tell, me and Sathika have a horrible attention span. We literally will So she was telling me a story earlier about how she went to the mall and stuff, and there was something like at the jewelry store and stuff. And we talked about five different things before she could even finish half of her story.
No, it was like the story started, and then we like got distracted, and then we got distracted from the thing that we got distracted by.
Exactly, and I blame TikTok.
You know, our attention spans are...
Like, TikTok gives us 3 minute... one to 3 minute videos, and you can skip it now? Absolutely not.
The skipping is amazing.
It's amazing, but my attention span.
I don't have the attention span to even sit there to watch, like,
I won't even watch 5 seconds of it. If I can skip it, I'll skip it.
Exactly. You know, okay, this is kind of off topic, but you know what? It is back to school season. How am I going to pay attention with this attention span?
Oh my God. Not me sitting on Zoom on TikTok at the same time. Like, texting people.
Being like, I need to lower my Zoom volume.
Oh my God. You see these TikToks all the time. It's like you yelling at your computer to be quiet while you're watching.
It's like I can't hear because of my computer. Oh, I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah.
How that needs to go.
It needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing. Fake people.
Yes.
Like I just don't understand.
Kind of self-explanatory here.
Yeah. And you know what else I find so annoying? Whenever, like, I feel like sometimes people can't notice when someone else is being fake to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, that's, like...
Oh, my God. Something just fell. My charger was on my desk, and it, like, just fell. And, oh, my God, that always scares me. I don't know. Sorry if you heard it in the background, but that's what it was.
My charger is like on my side table thing, and I have this like thing I put it in.
Yeah. I think I know what you're
doing. And it always falls on the floor, and I have to go bend down and pick it up all the time. But attention span.
Oh my God. Wait.
Back to this fake people thing. And I feel like when you see somebody being fake, and then someone else doesn't realize they're being fake, and you're just like, no, like stop.
Yeah.
And I don't get what blindsided people are by it. Yeah. Like just be yourself. You're great. You're amazing. Don't be fake.
Harder done than said, but it should be done. You know.
I think that I wish there was, like, it wasn't, like, the fact that people felt they had to be fake to get people to like them.
Yeah, that's, like, sad in general. Like, imagine.
Okay.
I mean, definitely, I'm sure we've acted fake before. Not to each other, obviously.
No,
but in certain situations, we're like, oh, totally okay, but, like...
It's not,
It's not.
No, yeah, I get that. Like, I feel like I definitely have done that, and I feel like I wish that people didn't feel the need, or I hadn't felt the need to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Yeah. Okay. And then the final thing is the most obnoxious thing ever. So, there is a TikTok trend.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like, they'll be like, if you say yes to like three of these things or something, like you this or you that. Except, they put the questions in the comments, and their questions don't show up at the top. So, you have to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling to find the questions.
Yeah.
And it is... so annoying.
And it's not like every comment is like one of the questions. Like the one of the comments will be like, oh my God, this again. And the other comment will be like
a response to the question.
A response to the question. I'm like, what question are you answering? Yeah.
And then you have to like go follow them for, and then you have to reload, go find the video for the questions to come at the top. Like, what happened to putting the questions in the video?
It's exactly. You can clearly just do that right there. Exactly. But
and why is this a trend? Because everyone I have talked to doesn't like this. Yeah, everyone does it.
Everyone does it. Literally, just do that and you'll blow up. For no reason.
Yeah, like, why? It's so unnecessarily a trend.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Okay.
So, on to your five things that got to go.
Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Okay. So, number one for me, personally, obviously not to offend anybody, if you wear this, great.
Yeah.
If you'll probably look cute in it. But I think it's flowy floral. I can't. Okay. Literally, the material, it's like an activewear material, right? Like, what do you call it? Like, activewear?
I don't even know. Like,
it's like a silky,
but not silky.
Wear. It's like activewear material, has floral patterns on, like, it. And not even cute floral patterns. Exactly.
Like, the entire thing is just, like, floral.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just...
Exactly, and it's, like, not, like, a cute, like, oh, there's, a, like, little white daisies.
And then the fit is off, too. It never fits right.
Exactly. I feel like it, like, I don't know.
It's weird in, like, every single
exactly.
place.
Exactly. It's just, like, loose, and you just look boxy. And it's not the same thing as oversized shirts.
Because those
are
different.
Yeah, those are different. It's, like, kind of stick to you, but not really. Yeah. But this is just, like, goes out and just goes straight down, if you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know if... I feel like
you would understand. Yeah. Okay. If you do, great.
That's great.
The real one. Anyways,
yeah.
Okay, I love this one. Okay. Literally, I think this is hilarious. Rolly backpacks. Let me tell you, when I was in sixth grade, I cried. I wanted this so bad.
I thought you were about to be like, I cried, so I didn't have. But you cried.
No, I wanted it. It was this like dark purple Rolly backpack. Mm-hmm. It had like a. It was like cute, like for like a child, you know.
Oh yeah.
But it was Rolly.
Oh god.
And just imagine me wearing those floral. I used to wear those in middle school, by the way. Mm-hmm. Completely embarrassing because they were just not it for me.
It's capris.
Yeah. Yep. And so I would take that Rolly backpack. Just imagine mm-hmm. me running with that, and then it would freaking flip over, and then I'm literally in a rush. You flip over and I'm just like dragging it as we run.
I'm sorry. This is so funny.
Oh my god, I remember that. I feel so bad for this. But I was walking up the stairs. I would just drag it. I don't care who it hurts. I would just drag it up the stairs.
You had stairs in your middle school?
Oh, we did. Yeah. Oh, nice. It was a pretty big middle school.
You guys have lockers?
No.
See, we had lockers. So we had to like, people would have to put their Rolly backpacks on their second up top locker.
Ew.
I feel so bad. I had a top locker and I kept dropping stuff. And the person under me was like the sweetest person ever.
Oh my god.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I dropped another thing.
Yeah.
And then I had a bottom locker the next year and I think it was karma. But
it's okay. Bottom lockers suck. I remember for PE in middle school, I had the... Mm-hmm. Oh no, I had a high locker. But for the first week, I had a bottom locker. Mm-hmm. And since I'm relatively taller, it's so annoying because I have to, like, bend down.
I did athletics. And so we got, like, the locker room with, like, the bigger lockers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. The bottom ones, okay, on the sides, they were big. Mm-hmm. But in the middle area, they were, like, small cubes.
Yeah, they were still cubes. Yeah.
Anyways. Next attention span again. Okay. For number three, I have Crocs. I will never understand why Crocs exist. Why? They're so ugly.
No, but here's my thing, right?
They shrink in the sun.
Really?
Yeah, they, like, start to, like, shrink and then start to curl up. Like, especially the slippers.
Oh. Like, slippers? They have Crocs slippers? Mm-hmm.
So ugly. Oh, my Lord.
But here's the thing. I feel like they were made to be, like, worn at the pool. Like, when you get out of the pool and put them on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that makes sense. But I don't get, like, why you, like, wear them, like, to,
Stop, they look like frogs.
And I feel like they're not, like, it's, I don't think they're comfortable either. Like, they don't feel comfortable in my feet.
They look like frogs. I don't know how they look like frogs, but they look like frogs.
Okay.
They remind me of frogs.
I thought this reminded me of crocodiles, because crocs.
Mm-mm, nope, crocs. They're frogs.
Okay.
They're so ugly. They're like alien bubble feet.
What?
I'm making no sense, but when you wear it, oh, you know what? No, clown shoes. That's what, when you put them on.
Oh, yeah.
Like the red ones, just imagine. Oh. No, absolutely not. I'm pretty sure. No.
Okay, next item.
Okay, Karens.
Oh my god, yes.
Why do you need to talk to your manager? Like, the manager, like, what?
Why do you need to be, like, what is in you that makes you, like, not considerate?
And they'll, like, be screaming at, like, kids or something.
And their kids are embarrassed of them, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Do you know when to stop?
It's, like, manners. It's, like common decency to be nice to people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, my God. My voice kind of cracked there. But, like, I see these videos and clips on TikTok, and this, like, lady would be screaming at, like, the cashier people, throwing stuff. And I'm like... For what reason?
Here's something. I feel like if you need to see a manager, like, just you can calmly, like, if there's, like, an actual situation.
But Karens are the type to get their boba drink mixed up and then ask for the manager.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, it's, like, you can be, like, oh, can you, like, remake this? Or, oh.
Like, hey, I'm so sorry, but it's not what I ordered. Yeah. It's totally okay. Can I order another one?
No. And then also, like, especially when there's, like, nothing wrong that happens.
Yeah.
And they, like, make a whole big argument about
it. Exactly. Like, you just made it way bigger.
Like, it's, like, it like, frustrates me to no end.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, it's crazy. Okay. Yes. My fifth one is leggings without pockets. Not all my leggings have pockets, but two of them do, and they're the literally so helpful. Like, you put so many things in there.
It should just be like a an automatic like leggings have pocket thing.
Exactly. Like, you shouldn't have to pay more for leggings with pockets.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Guys' jeans, guys' pants, everything has pockets for them.
It doesn't. It's not more expensive because they have pockets.
It's just not normal. More expensive, exactly. But for us, it's more expensive. Or they'll be like sewn on or something.
And it's like you can't like. It's like
you can't use them. Like, no. No, please.
Like, pockets are amazing, and also like, I feel like I've gotten like I'm like so good at like holding 50 things in my hand now.
Yeah, I noticed like. I do this too, but normally if I have pockets, I'll just keep it in my phone in my pocket.
Yeah.
I feel like even if you have pockets, you'll hold your phone.
I think I have attachment issues with my phone.
Like, maybe it's because, like, no, someone might text you, call you, which I love because you answer so fast. Like, if you text Adhika, she'll probably answer immediately.
Oh, yeah, I feel like...
Yeah, I feel like I...
I feel like that's with you, though.
Or I know you're mentally responding.
Definitely. Like, with you, it's like a... Like, if I see it, I'll respond.
Okay.
But with some people, sometimes I get, like, stressed, and I'm like, I don't know exactly how to say this, and I'll be like, I'll respond later, and then I get stressed because it's too late, and then I won't respond.
And then it's, like, 3 days later, and you're like, well.
Like, oh, hi. Mm. Yeah, so, but with you, I respond automatically.
Okay.
It's you.
Because I know you respond by Snap a lot. I think you respond to Snaps pretty fast.
Yeah.
More than messages?
I don't know, because when I'm snapping you, it's like, you can send, like, a shitty...
Oh, my God, also... We also have three different... Oh, sorry, what?
Nothing, continue.
We have, like, we text on Instagram, Snap, and messages. And we have... Like, three and TikTok.
Yeah, like, just and four, so we have four different conversations
that are not completely opposite. One will talk about college. One will talk, like, be complaining about something in life. And the other one, I'll be like...
Just random, like, TikTok sending back and forth. Exactly.
And then another one will be like, oh, my God, this happened today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just crazy. Anyways, you were saying...
I was saying.
I thought you were saying something.
I wasn't saying anything.
Okay.
Never mind. Okay. Well, that's it for this segment of
things that gotta go.
Things that gotta go. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you agree. Maybe you don't. That's cool. Either way.
Yeah.
So on to our next segment. This is our game segment. Mm-hmm. We're trying to see how well we know each other.
Yes.
So basically, I picked out 5 questions about me to ask Mahika, and she picked out 5 questions about herself to ask me.
Yes.
And, like, if we get it right, we get a point.
You know, exactly, and whoever has the most points. See, let's see who knows each other best.
Okay. Okay, you can go first.
Okay. So my first question is, which leg do I put in a pant, shorts, whatever, first?
Okay, I don't understand. Like, how do I know? I don't even know what leg I put into pants first.
But mine, it's so obvious.
What?
I feel like I'm helping you out there.
I think it's your right leg because you're right-handed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's obvious.
Okay, but do you put in the same leg every time?
I always put in my right leg. I feel weird when I put in my left and right.
I don't even know what I do. I feel like now that I'm thinking just about
imagine, just like, it's definitely right for me.
Huh.
No, I'd never put it in my left. It's definitely right.
Maybe that's mine too, because I am right-handed.
Yeah, it's probably that. You know, when I see you, I feel like you're left-handed.
You know what? I actually... Okay, here's the thing. So I think it's like an Indian thing where like you want your kids... Like when you're trying to make your kids right-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I think I was left-handed. And then like Montessori or kindergarten.
Montessori. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called. Like, and I was
like, it's
pre-K.
Like a preschool? Yeah, yeah.
Pre-K kindergarten sometimes.
Montessori Academy, right?
Oh, yeah. That's not a grade. Okay. But like sometimes... Pre-K kindergarten sometimes... I fell off the bed and I broke my left arm.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't write with it.
Oh.
And so I started writing with my right hand. My mom was trying to make me, like, write with my right hand.
Oh.
I don't know. I think it's some Indian thing where it's, like, something about your right hand.
Oh, well, yeah. But if your hand didn't break, you would have been a lefty?
I am not sure. I think so.
Okay.
And so, that's why, like,
that's actually cool.
I might have been a lefty.
Because I see you and I'm like, she's a lefty for some reason. They're just those people. It's like, oh, they're a lefty.
Oh.
They're a righty.
Yeah, but that's why I wrote my right hand now. Because when I was the phase where you were, like, learning to write things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when I broke my
arm. That's actually cool.
Yeah.
But your life would have been harder if you were left-handed, because left-handed scissors.
Oh, that's all true. But actually, the way I hold my pencil and I write, everything still smudges because of the way I hold my pencil.
Mm.
But I don't have a scissor issue or anything, which is nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Oh, questions. Okay, next question.
So my second question is, what is a food I will absolutely not eat? I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to touch it.
Wait, is it an Indian food?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Because I okay.
Because if it's Indian food, we know the answer to that. I know what you're saying. But
okay, I know this isn't your answer, but I'm thinking of anchovies right now, and I know, like,
I've never had anchovies. I've never either.
It's the first thing I thought of. Okay, I think it's like guacamole.
Yes. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, it's like mushy, like guacamole. I hate
guacamole. If you like gross, if you like gross, if you don't like gross stuff, maybe like skip the next 15 seconds. But the reason why I hate guacamole, I feel like I've explained it before.
Yeah, this needs to be explained.
Okay, recap.
Oh, on the podcast? I don't know. I mean, to me, you've explained.
Oh,
okay. I don't know about.
Okay. Anyways.
Continuing.
I was at this after school place, and the people who were making the food, they were like,
wait, I don't think you told me this.
Oh, really? They were taking care of me, right? And they gave me cheese quesadilla and guacamole. Mm-hmm. I ate that, went home, threw up like 8 times, never ate it again. Ever again. It took me 2 years to just eat plain avocado. Just plain. Oh. Like, not mush, nothing. Just plain.
Damn. That's me with, what is it? Applesauce.
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't know that.
And that was me with,
I thought that's you with lamb.
Oh, dude, that was me with lamb,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I think I had, like, the tiniest
bit. You should eat it again.
Dude, I had the tiniest bit of lamb once, threw up, will not eat it again. Disgusting. I don't even know what.
I feel like you wouldn't like liver either.
Ew, what even is liver? Do you just eat the liver of an animal and, like, cook it?
Oh, my God, it's so gross. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't even know what lamb tastes like, but I don't like it.
Yeah, like, just the thought of liver, like, what is that? It's supposed to be in your body.
I feel like I have, like, a weird... I have a very, like, particular about consistencies of food.
Oh, okay. Like, then you won't like this.
Yeah, like, if it's, like slimy, I don't like it.
It looks slimy.
It looks slimy, I don't know. Like, oysters.
Oh, my God,
I feel like
oysters.
It's, like, slimy, yeah. I don't know.
Ew.
I don't like seafood, so...
I like seaweed. I am vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, I will eat seaweed.
I love seaweed. Mm.
Anyways.
Next question.
Okay. Third one is, what is a scent I hate?
Okay, this is the back to the pumpkin spice thing. So, she mentioned this question before, this thing, which was just, like, saying what the questions was, like, and I was like, you've never told me this in your entire life. Like, how am I supposed to know this? And then we were talking about the pumpkin spice thing. I had the realization. It's pumpkin spice.
Yeah, not because of what I said. I've explained it to her before.
Yeah, I just didn't remember. I remembered then.
Yeah, I have a nasty candle. It makes me sneeze.
That I don't remember, but I remember, like...
Nasty candle is sitting outside.
Really?
Like, outside, like, in the loft. It's not open, absolutely not. Yeah, yeah. I will die sneezing. Like, I don't know why.
I think maybe you're, like, sensitive to strong smells. Oh, ew. Oh, I remember. The pumpkin spice backpack. That's where that's from.
Yes.
I
put the candle in my backpack, like, last March, and it's been in there, and now my entire backpack smells like pumpkin spice. And I let it air out for 2 weeks. Still there.
At the end, you pass.
Still there.
Okay, next question.
Okay. What is my favorite show? Oh, my God, wait. Did you get, like, all of these correct?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Your favorite show is Suits. Is it Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, here's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was thinking between Vampire Diaries and Suits, but then I was like, I wasn't sure if you said you liked Vampire Diaries more or you liked Suits more. And then I was like, I think you said you liked Suits more, but now I think you got bored of Suits. And so I was like, I think you went back to liking Vampire Diaries more.
I did. See, if I loved Suits more, I would have finished it.
True.
I didn't finish it. I'm on season 7, episode like 7 or something like that. I finished Vampire Diaries, loved every second of it.
Okay.
But it's okay. You... still got it. You don't get the point.
It's okay, fine.
I don't know how many of your questions I'll know, but...
Okay.
Anyways, last question. What is my favorite thing to wear?
Oversized t-shirts.
Yeah. Or sweatshirts.
Yeah, your blue sweatshirt.
My blue sweatshirt.
Yes.
Love it. It's so, like... It's, like, loose and comfortable and, like... It's great.
I'm gonna say I got 4 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
That's good.
I think I made my questions unnecessarily hard.
You did.
Okay, it's because when I heard your questions...
I know you did because the thing's on my computer and it's right in front of me, but...
Yeah, because we're recording on my phone, so I put it on my computer. Okay. Yeah, my questions are very hard.
Okay, whatever. Let's just see.
Oh my God, wait. Do you want to see if you can answer, like, the other way afterwards?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, like, we answer it for ourselves?
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Like
a quick flash round.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I love her. Okay. Anyways, what's my favorite smell?
I want to say vanilla sugar.
Oh,
okay. Sweet vanilla sugar. Hint.
It, like...
We never talked about this, by the way.
No, I feel like we kind of have. I don't. I just think I'm associated with smells.
Oh, like, oh, oh. Oh, the smell of your hemp lotion?
Oh, I love the smell of my hemp lotion.
Yeah, I think you remember it.
It's like a mood. It's like a time and a thing, and there's, like, a mood, and it's, like, the
lake?
No. It's, like, the smell of warm bagels.
I didn't know that. Really? I know you love warm bagels, but I didn't think the smell of it.
I feel like they smell so warm.
If you bake it at home, fresh. Yeah.
I never baked bagels at home.
Hey, sweet vanilla sugar. What is that?
That's what, like, is sweet vanilla sugar?
Like baking cinnamon.
Oh, warm cookies.
That's baking. There you go. Can I get half a point?
I didn't even know my answer.
You've changed it like twice.
Okay.
Half a point?
I'll give you the point because I feel like you made me realize what my answer was.
Oh, like baking smells.
Oh, it smells like fresh cookies coming out of the oven. Oh,
sweet vanilla sugar.
That is not sweet vanilla sugar. I don't even know what that is. Okay.
So I get the point?
I don't know. Okay. What childish thing do I still enjoy?
Coloring.
Yeah. That's it. Okay.
I know that you color when you're stressed, not stressed out, but you just feel like doing nothing. You don't bring your phone.
It makes me, like, feel calmer, and I like to do it instead of paying attention to Zoom lessons.
And you also like rubbing your jade roller on your face.
Oh, it's so nice. No, for no beneficial purpose, because it feels so good.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, but I love coloring.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, next question. What is my least favorite color?
Brown. Yeah. Not for clothes, in general. Okay. I know your brown clothes are growing on you.
Okay, I'm going to give you the point, but I have two. Oh, brown is one of them. Let me explain my other one.
Okay.
My other one is red, and it's not...
I was literally going to say red! But I didn't say red because I remember in her room, she has these, like, Hue LED light things.
Oh,
like, for
I
light
love
bulbs,
I love when they're red.
And she loves it when it's red, so I was like, oh, maybe not.
It gives me, like,
you know,
yeah, you know, like,
if you know, you know.
Yes, if you know, you know, like those vibes.
Yeah,
but not those vibes, but like not that.
Yeah, but like
I just thought of like what the other thing could be, but it's not that.
Not that.
Like yes, like you're like.
You know, you're like a bad.
Yeah, like that.
Bleep.
Those vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's my thing with red. I don't really have issues with it now, but I absolutely despise that color when I was younger.
Oh.
So I feel like it kind of gives me, like, negative vibes. I feel like I have to keep it as one of my, like, colors I don't like just because of how much I despised it when I was younger.
I hated green.
Really?
Like, disgusting
green. You know what? I feel like I agree because I feel like when we were younger, sage green didn't exist.
Oh, my God. Sage green's so pretty.
So pretty.
Literally, the only green I remember seeing is, like, the nasty throw-up greens.
Oh, really? Like, bright green.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I feel about pineapple on pizza?
You don't like it.
You're wrong.
What? Stop. You were literally talking to my brother about
that
it.
That is not true. I have never...
You are literally...
Okay, I love... Okay, there's this place called Palio's. It's a pizza place. And they have Hawaiian sunrise pizza. And it has pineapple on it. And it's like pineapple and dried cranberries. And like, it's a little sweet. It's so good. I don't like pineapple in general.
So okay, maybe I mixed it up then. Maybe the fact that I thought you don't like pineapple in general?
Yeah, like, I don't like pineapple. Like, I had literally had, like, a fruit bowl today morning.
Okay.
I didn't eat the pineapple.
But would you get pineapple pizza from Domino's?
No.
So it's only in Palio's?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So then it's not fair. Because you don't like it.
Well, it's not that I don't
only
like
on that.
It. It's that they don't make it good with pineapple. Okay, I guess. Okay,
so half a point? Because you don't like anywhere else except for Palio's.
Okay, like, I like it, like... When it's like combined, I like Hawaiian sunrise pizza.
Okay, that is so. That's literally no.
Okay,
that's half a point.
But I feel that's also the only place we ever get pizza from. Like we don't get pizza from like Domino's or anything like that. We go.
Oh, you don't? I've grown up getting it from Domino's.
Oh, we had
because of the crust.
Oh, we had a Palio's.
I've
near
never
my
been
old
to Palio's.
House. We had a Palio's. Really?
Yeah, I've never been. We have to go.
Oh my God, when you come over, we should just like get Palio's.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Definitely. We can walk to it from school, right?
Oh, yeah, it's walkable from school.
Not as making plans on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to be doing after school, if you know us.
We'll be getting food, Sonic,
Boba,
Starbucks, Palios, CC's. No,
us going to the gym right after going and getting Boba.
Stop.
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Okay, last question. What meal could I eat every day?
Mac and cheese. Yes. The Annie's mac and cheese.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
Yes. Okay.
So good.
So I get 1 point there. And the favorite smell in the pineapple and pizza, you just have a point?
Okay. You know, I'll give you the color and the childish thing.
Okay. And the meal.
Yeah.
And what about the pineapple? And half. Okay, so 4 points.
Okay.
So we know each other the same. Yes.
Should we do it the other way so we can do
Yeah, it? Okay. I'm excited. Okay.
Okay, I feel like I'm not going to know any of these for you, but for like the ones that I asked for me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So what's my favorite meal? Actually,
oh, wait. We can start backwards, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a meal that you could eat every day. I have like several that I think you could do.
Okay. I don't even know my answer, I so you might make me realize.
I forgot what it was called. Like, not Kung Pao. Pad Kimo.
Oh, Pad See You.
Pad See You, that's it.
Ah, I love that. It's Thai food. Yeah, so good. That
all the time.
Yes. Yeah. You're correct.
And like a PB&J.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
How do I feel about pineapple and pizza?
Oh, your brother doesn't like it. So how do you... But I think that if you thought that I was agreeing with your brother, I think that maybe you were disagreeing. So do you... I feel like you're indifferent to it.
No, I actually love it.
Really?
Yeah. I love pineapple and jalapeno.
I think that would be a good combination because of the sweet and spice. It's
really good. And I'll eat it plain, too.
Do you like pineapples in general?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the... If I eat it plain, I don't like the taste it leaves on my tongue, but I like to eat it.
I don't know. I don't know. Something about pineapple.
I love it. It's great.
But I heard that when you get your wisdom teeth removed...
I was just about to say!
Yeah, you should, like, drink pineapple juice or just eat a ton of pineapple, like from 2 weeks in advance, like, daily. Yeah. And to, like, make sure, like, you don't have, like, a ton of swelling afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how accurate it is, but I saw it on TikTok.
I'm gonna try it, though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll
force myself to eat the pineapple.
We should record it. Like, I think I'm gonna get my wisdom teeth out before you.
Definitely, yeah.
So... Maybe you should just come along, pick me up.
I will be there 100% of the way just to see how you react to when you're on anesthesia.
Please. And then record me. And we can insert a little audio clip into this. Oh my
God, anesthesia. I love that.
Yeah, we can. Oh, we'll insert an audio clip in this podcast.
In this podcast?
Yeah, we can insert an audio clip, right?
Oh, I think in this podcast episode. And I was like,
no. Yeah, I'm actually going right now.
No, I don't even know when you're going to pop.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens, you will get to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, next question is, what's my least favorite color?
Throw up green?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that too. Or like nasty mustard yellow.
Oh.
So ugly.
I feel like I have this like one like sweatshirt in mustard yellow that I really like.
Oh.
I feel like it's cute though. I feel like you think it's cute.
Okay. So yeah, throw up green. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What childish thing do I still enjoy?
What
childish thing
do I still enjoy? Oh, I heard the question.
Oh.
I don't know. Do you know?
I think...
I can't think about it. I think that...
Wearing two braids? Like two French braids?
Was that like the child? I don't think that's a childish thing.
Yeah, it is a childish thing. Am I that childish?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think...
I can make random weird noises randomly. Maybe like... dancing to music?
I feel like that's childish. That's not childish, right? That's childish. Well, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I just thought... I don't know why I just thought of this, but I feel like I kind of want to make like bracelets.
Oh my God, yes! When I'm with my younger cousins, I'm like down to like play with the dolls that they want to play with.
You know what? I do whenever I have like... Do you ever like have like whenever you're with your younger cousins, like they have a kids show that they watch and then you started liking it and they
stop. Sophia the First.
Oh my God. Yeah. The First. And then they stop wanting to watch it. I'm like, excuse me. Go back on.
My baby cousin used to watch Peppa Pig. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting.
Interesting.
But I don't know. I like kind of go crazy if I'm watching the show. I said Sophia the First because I know that's the one you were talking about. Yeah. But... childish thing, dance.
Miraculous Ladybug.
Oh my God. But yeah, the dolls, like playing with their doll things, whatever they want to do, like, you know, do the doll's hair or like help change the clothes and do like a little fashion show with the dolls.
And then they're like, no, it has to be like this. And I'm like, excuse you.
Yeah.
This is my doll I'm playing with now.
Like bracelets. Yeah, I'm down to do it. I'm down to hang out with like any age. Obviously, there's a limit. I can hang out with younger children.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're so cute.
Okay.
Anyways. Last question is, what's my favorite smell?
I think your favorite smell is freshly baked vanilla spice.
Yeah, sweet vanilla sugar.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like the smell of it, too.
Nice.
Oh, okay, this is so weird. Mm-hmm. But I love the smell of Home Depot.
Me, too.
I love Sob. It smells so good.
I love the smell of Home Depot. Sharpie. Fresh, like, new car.
Yes, I don't like new
fresh
car.
Fresh paint. Like, fresh painted walls. Yes.
Paint, not car. Home Depot. Everything you said, except for the car.
I love, like, whenever, you know, you have to, like, give your car, the car in for, like, servicing, and they give you, like, a car.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes, like, one, like, once, like, the car they gave us was, like, one of their, like, newer cars.
Okay.
And it was smelled so, the car, fresh car smell.
It drives me crazy and gives me a headache.
I love it. I want to, like, inhale. I want it to be, like, oh, I just want to inhale all of it.
Okay, so when we get a new car, I'll sit there with a mask on, and you'll be like... Trap it in a bottle and like.
Yes, literally.
Anyways.
Okay.
Oh, also, very random. But do you remember at Home Depot where you see the paint sample colors? They used to have this little card with the Mickey cut out. What? Mickey.
No, I don't remember that.
They used to have like a Mickey shape, and in the Mickey there was a color, and I would collect those and I would smell those. Oh. Money also smells good.
Oh, I remember. I don't even know. Like, when we were painting my room when I moved here,
mm-hmm.
like, I would, like, have, like, I had, like, piles of, like, paint, like, sample sheet things, you
know? Oh, my God.
I haven't been to Home Depot in ages, but Home Depot was pretty fun, actually.
We should go together.
You know, also, I love IKEA.
Oh,
like,
my God,
the
yes.
smell,
I like the smell. I love there.
I love the food. They have this best thing ever, okay? It's, like, this, like, almond chocolate cake thing. Oh, it's so...
We need to go to, I imagine? Almond.
Oh, my God. No, we should just go to IKEA together. It's so fun.
Yes. Oh my God, funny story. Really quickly.
Yes.
There was this like stuffed rat.
What?
It was a stuffed animal rat. Uh-huh. And me and my brother were playing with it. We were like I was in like fourth grade. And I was like, I need this rat. I want it. And so we asked my mom. And my mom was like, no, go put it away.
Yeah, go put it away, Mika.
Yeah. And me and my brother were literally so sad that we had to put it away. Yeah. And right when we were about to pay, we left it there, and we were so sad the entire car ride home. Because we couldn't have a stuffed rat.
It was so random.
It's very random.
Oh, sorry, it's just like, I can't get over how much I love IKEA. But you know, I hate our IKEA downstairs. We need to go get all those stuff.
Oh, yeah. It just looks so disgusting. And you see those, like, nasty, like, booger children.
Oh, my God. The window. I need to go with those, like, big carts to put your... Have you seen those IKEA tote bags on TikTok?
Oh, they're huge.
No, the tote
the
bags.
IKEA tote bags?
No, there's like, there's just like new TikTok thing. They have tote bags, except they're from IKEA and they're so cute and they got all sold out and stuff.
Oh, they're new?
Like, yeah, they're like new at IKEA. Like, I saw them on TikTok.
Oh. Well, I know the shopping bags they give you.
The blue ones.
Yeah. And then
my God, stop! You know that? The little pencil you can get, like the map?
Yes!
Oh, I love
it. I was like, we're gonna go here and here. And not just that. Outside, you know the twine?
Yeah.
My parents would get balls of twine, and I don't even know, like, what we used it for, but we would use it.
I would pretend those bedrooms were my bedroom as my house, yeah. And I was in my house, my bedroom.
Oh, my God. We need to have a nostalgia episode.
Exactly. I love watch movies.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was our random us talking.
Okay, but do you want me to...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want you to answer... Wait, I have to answer for you.
Me, yeah.
With my questions.
Yes, let's see what the questions are. What leg do I put... Oh, put in a pant first. Yeah, okay. What food will I absolutely not eat?
Lamb. It's kind of unfair because we already talked about it, but lamb.
What's a scent I hate?
Did we talk about this?
I feel like I mentioned this once. I think I told you a story about it.
Poo?
What? No, it's, okay, I feel like I told you, I feel like you'll get it when I tell you the story, but, so basically, in middle school, I had athletics first period, and so I was in the gym, and the way our middle school worked is there was the gym, the cafeteria, and then you entered into the rest of, like, the main, like, the rest of the school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and whenever I, like, left after first period, that's when all in the cafeteria they'd be making the food, right?
Yeah.
And I think once they had fish sticks or whatever, okay?
Oh, my God, ew.
And I think my nose was just really sensitive, and we had to wait, like, outside of the cafeteria right where they're making it, and it smelled like cat food, and I was literally gonna throw up. I can't. So it smelled like fish sticks.
Ew.
Or like shrimp poppers.
So you don't like fish. Seafood.
I don't like seafood, yeah. No.
Which is weird, because you like seaweed. It smells just like fish food.
Really? It doesn't smell like fish to me.
Seafood? The seaweed smells like fish food.
Fish food? Okay. What is my favorite show? Wait, let me think about this.
Oh. How I Met Your Mother?
You're obsessed with that.
How about Your Mother?
I don't know.
Criminal Minds.
It's not Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Great, not Grey's Anatomy. Marvel stuff? The Marvel TV show?
Oh, I don't know.
That wasn't your favorite, though. You loved it, but not the favorite.
Yeah.
I say How I Met Your Mother.
I really liked How I Met Your Mother, but I think...
Wait, stop. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I was debating between Brooklyn Nine-Nine and How I Met Your Mother. I love them both equally. But I was also about to be, like, White Collar because of Matt Bomer.
But
no. I'm going to go with Brooklyn Nine-Nine and How I Met Your Mother, like, tied.
Okay, cool.
They're so good.
Okay.
You should watch if you have not watched.
Yeah.
And then what is my favorite thing to wear?
Oversized t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies.
Yes, absolutely.
Sweatshirts, hoodies, sweatpants, anything loose, baggy clothes.
My favorite outfit is just my shorts and an oversized t-shirt.
Yes.
Go to.
Anyways.
We're so exhausted.
We're, like, stretching.
Yeah, like, we're all cuddled up in the bed, too. We're, like, with a blanket on.
And my crystal salt lamp is on.
And then the fairy lights in the background.
Oh, so comfortable. Yeah.
You should follow us on our Instagram at Talks with Teens, because we may post our setup maybe one day.
Oh, my God,
maybe
we should. Episode.
Yeah, if you guys want to see that, maybe comment that on our next Instagram post.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Also, we just quickly wanted to say that with school starting and all, we're not sure if we're going to get episodes up every single weekend. So it might have to be every other weekend, but we will try our very hardest.
Exactly. So, but if you follow us on Instagram, you will get a notification when we release a new episode, because we'll post about it on Instagram. So you should definitely follow us there.
So there may or may not be an episode next week, but the weekend after that is the weekend of our SAT.
Oh, please wish us luck on that.
We've done so much prep.
Yes, but so this might be our last episode for August, but once September starts, we are excited to make new episodes.
We might next week, but maybe. We shall see.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways. So, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's it for today's episode.
I had a lot of fun.
Me too. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Oh, make sure to follow us on everything and recommend this podcast to everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's it.
Bye.